Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Welcome and praise Yah, everybody, and hallelujah. We need to remember we're all going through stuff, and we need to remember how great thou art and how great Yahweh is. We need to stand on his promises and leaning on his arms. You know, I sing a song here often, standing on the promises of Yeshua our King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of Yah. Standing on the promises of Yah, my Savior. Standing on the promises of Yah. So when we hear that song, we have to understand the words of that song and the meaning of that song, and we need to stand on what he's given us and created. We need to stand firm, and I'm here today to remind you that we never forget how firm we must stand on his word. And it's a spiritual battle that's continuously going on with this spiritual battle. We are to never let up. Always stand on his holy word. Hallelujah. So we need to see what scripture says about this. In Psalm 93:5, it says, your statutes, Yahweh, stand firm. Holiness adorns from your house in endless days. We must understand what his promises are to us, and we must stand firm amongst them. We need to read the word to understand the plan and lean on that and stand on that and be firm in that. The trials aren't going anywhere. Our faith is what's going to make us pull through. It says in Psalms 119:89-91, your word, Yahweh, is eternal. It stands firm. That's what the holy word says. It's his holy word. His word. We need to stand firm on his holy word. It says, your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just as Paul would tell all the believers back then and all the followers back then, I tell you now, be firm. Do not be moved. Always be outstanding in the work of Yahweh, knowing that your labor is not in vain in Yahweh. Hallelujah. And to stand firm and just think about these things. And these are scriptures. And every person in scripture that believed in Yahshua had to go through some sort of situation. They had to deal with some trial in their life. And the only thing that pulled them through was standing on the promises of Yahweh. It's the only thing. It says in Philippians 4:1-2, therefore, my dear brothers, whom I long for, my joy and my victor's crown. This is how you must stand firm in Yahweh, dear friends. I urge. And then he goes on of talking about the attitude in Yahweh and all the people that Paul urged with this attitude. We have to understand that this didn't all happen in the original covenant. We thought, here's Yeshua now. And now everything's going to be just fine and wonderful because our Savior, our salvation is here amongst us. You see, in the original covenant, everyone was looking forward to that, waiting for that. And here he came, and here he is in the Messiah, the wonderful Messiah. But people still had trials. People still had things they were going through. But now they have something that they didn't have before. They have the blood of Yeshua. But that didn't take away the trials. We have to understand that. We have to realize that. Sin still exists in this world. Temptation still exists in this world. Struggles still exist in this world. And when we're coming to him, we got to understand that there's the consequences of our actions. What we were supposed to get, that's what he took away. But struggle still exists in this world. Hopefully you could all could still hear me, and I'm still here. As we do this, we get this and we understand this and we realize this. Galatians 5:1 says Yeshua has liberated us to be free. Stand firm then and don't submit again to the yoke of slavery. Standing on the promises of Yah, our King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Yes, Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, is that promise. We must be firm in understanding this, be courageous, and be strong in this, to fight a good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. We need to do this, that we shall endure to the end. Remember, this is a race. This is a race. And I know many of you are struggling. Many of you are struggling not only to get to the finish line, many of you are struggling to stay in the race no matter where you are. Stand firm and you will win life. Luke 21:19. So I'm praying for my brothers and sisters out there because I know this isn't easy. I see these things that are happening, and spiritual warfare is real. It's real. And there's a way to measure these things, what's going on in our lives, and how to see these things and realize these things. Let's take that joy and that peace and that comfort in Yeshua, knowing that. What good is it is to worry that we can't add anything to tomorrow? Just to think about what we have to get through today, to be firm and be patient and understand Yeshua's return is coming near. And there's a great scripture for all of you that are suffering right now, for all of you that are going through hard times right now. Just close your eyes. If you're listening in the car, don't close your eyes. But if you're not in the car, listen, close your eyes and just think, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Just be still, everybody, for a second. Peace and quiet. Know that he created you, formed you in the womb with a purpose. With a purpose. Hallelujah. He never intended us for us to live in dismay and fear and worry and doubt. He never wanted that. He wanted us to be confident and stand firm and looking forward to Yeshua, looking forward to Yeshua's return and understanding what his plan is, to go out there with boldness, no matter what's going on, to be a great testimonial to him for everything that's going on in our lives. 2 Corinthians 1:24 says, not that you lord over it your faith, but we will work with you for your joy, for you stand firm in your faith. So this is what it comes down to, folks. It's easy to have faith and easy to do all these things that I'm suggesting when we're at top of the mountain, when things are going great in our lives, when we're feeling good, when we're getting good things, when we have a great job that we like and everything's going great. But then there are those other times when it seems like nothing is going right. Nothing is going right. Can we stop and pause at those times in the valleys, in the darkness, and be still and know that Yah is still there? He's still watching over you. He's holding your hand. Remember, stay faithful to Him. And don't get away from Torah. Get closer to Torah, the instructions and guidelines of our Creator. The righteous will never be shaken. They will never be shaken. When the storms sweep by, the wicked, those are the ones that bow down, and those are the ones that run away because they don't have that rock of Yeshua. The righteous stand firm in faith forever. So we need to secure our understanding of what Yeshua did for us through our works. And remember, when it says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens us, standing firm in our faith is the number one thing He wants us to do. It says in the hymn, standing on the promises of Yah, our Savior, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of Yah, standing on the promises that I cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of Yah. We must in our trials be steadfast. We must understand and read Scripture and look at the examples of the great people of Scripture. Look at Job and what he had to deal with. Look at all the people of Scripture and see what they did and what they were dealing with on a regular basis and how they had to get through these things and understand these things and standing on the words of Yahweh and how beautiful it is and how beautiful He is and how great it was. Thank You, Father Yahweh. Thank You so much, Father. Says, a man who endures trials is blessed. But when he passes the test, he will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised to those who love Him. You know, I have trials in my life. And by far, people go through a lot worse than I go through. By far. My heart goes out to them. You know, we just got to be so thankful that Yahweh makes us get through the day. How do you feel when you're driving on a highway and all of a sudden traffic slows down and you look to the side and you see like a really bad accident? And for some reason, right, every time that happens, everyone has to try to look. That's what most of the traffic causes. Everyone wants to stop and look at the accident and see what's going on. Sometimes you see the people got out okay and are standing on the side looking at their car, crushed. Sometimes they didn't get out okay and you see them ambulance there and firemen trying to cut them out and so on. You just gotta pray for those people and the situation. But we also gotta think that every one of us can be in that situation in an instant. And that is not a reason to run away from Yahweh. That's a reason to run closer to Him. Whether you're just a passenger looking at that or you're in that situation, your faith should not change. I met a man once that said he hated our Creator. I said, why? He said somebody broke into his house and shot him in the chest 6 times. And if our Creator was a loving Elohim, why would He allow that to happen? I said, sir, how long ago was that? And he said, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. I said, but you lived, you survived. How do you know that wasn't our Creator who helped you survive that situation? But he couldn't get it right. And he was just so bitter and that bitterness was destroying him. You know, we could look at situations in different ways. We have to stand on the word of Yah. A man who endures trials is blessed. Hallelujah. James 1:12. And as I start here leading this and I look up, I look out my window and the sun is coming up, the beautiful sunrise. Yahweh speaks in so many different beautiful ways. Wow. Wow. That's just beautiful. And you see the birds waking up, the flowers opening up. I even see the fruit of my tree blooming. Wow, Yahweh is absolutely amazing. So I could be in here with bills, with stresses, with worries, with doctor's appointments, with lack of sleep, with food shortages, with the all the negative stuff on the things, with people coming against me, with YouTube blocking my videos, with all of this stuff. My family members, they don't want to follow Yah. They're all complaining about their sicknesses and illnesses, and you know, people around me dying, and so much. And I look out the window. I see God. I see the sunrise. Another day. And I'm alive, and I'm moving my hands, and I'm breathing. Praise Yah. And then I go out there, and there are people that don't believe in him. And Yahweh gives me these opportunities to let people know. And people could say, well, you know, you talk so much about a wonderful creator in your life, but what about your bills? What about your hardships? What about these things? And this doesn't look perfect in your life. And you got a small house, and you have an older car, and you have all this stuff. I say, did you see the sunrise today? Did you get out of bed? Did you see the sunrise? That's a hallelujah. Hallelujah. The struggles will always be there, but I'm standing on the promises of Yah, my Savior. And I can do all things through him strengthens me. I can overcome all those things, and new struggles will come up. That's okay. That's okay. You know, so many people will look for excuses of why not to believe in our wonderful, wonderful creator. Well, what about looking for reasons to believe in him? At night, we could see the stars. In the daytime, we see the sun rising. So beautiful. My favorite time of day, seeing the sunrise. Hallelujah. What a beautiful sky. Yes, a man who endures trials is blessed indeed. Indeed. Yahweh's love stands firm. Psalms 89:1 and 2 says, I will sing forever about Yahweh's love. I will sing about the faithfulness forever and ever. I will say, your faithful love will last forever. Your loyalty is like the sky. There is no end to it. Hallelujah. No end to it. And then it goes on to say, standing on the promises, I now can see perfect present cleansing in the blood for me, standing in the liberty where Yeshua makes me free, standing on the promises of Yah. No end to it. Yahweh's plan stands firm forever. His thought stands firm in every generation. Blessed is the nation whose Elohim is Yahweh. Blessed are the people who have chosen, he has chosen as his own. Blessed, blessed, and more blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, we're all going to try to be tempted. The enemy is going to try to tempt us. That's what he does. But we have to stay firm in that faith when that spiritual battle is going on. Stand against the enemy. And he will run away from you. That's it. Stand against him, and he will run away from you. Be strengthened in Yahweh and in the strength of his power. Clothe yourself with the full armor of Yahweh so that you may be able to stand against the scams of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, and against the world rulers of darkness, against the spiritual force of evil in the heavens. For this reason, take up the full armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to stand on the ground on the evil day. You have done everything to stand. Stand firm, therefore, by fastening the belt of truth around your waist, by putting on the breastplate of righteousness, Ephesians 6:10-14. Standing on the words, leaning on the everlasting arms. We see the challenges. We see Moses going through, taking the people out of Egypt, taking the people out, going through the desert. Moses said to the people, do not fear. Stand firm and see the salvation of Yahweh that he will provide for you today. And we today have seen that salvation because Yeshua means Yahweh's salvation. And you can still be firm knowing that he is returning. It's not you alone that are fighting this battle. He is with us. And as it says, standing on the promises of Yeshua, our King, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit stored, standing on the promises of Yah. Remember this. We can stand firm in him. But no matter how many promises Yahweh has made, they are yes in Yeshua. And so through the amen, it is spoken by the glory of Yahweh. Now it is Yahweh who makes both of us and you stand firm in Yeshua. He has anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. Praise a wonderful Creator for this blessed time that he gives us to be steadfast and be patient and know we will be victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't be persuaded away by the false teachings or by the fleshly desires or whatever it is. Stay firm in understanding in the words of Yahweh. Stand firm and not let nothing move you. Stand firm and let nothing take you away from the gift that Yahweh has offered you. Hallelujah. We are made partakers of Yeshua. We hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. May Yahweh direct your hearts to the love of Yah and to the steadfast of Yeshua. Hallelujah, as it says, standing on the promises, I shall not fall, lasting every moment in the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of Yah. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Do not give up. Stay strong in your faith, everybody, and lean on the everlasting arms of our wonderful Creator. May Yahweh's word move you to sing with joy every single day, wherever you are, if it's singing to yourself or singing out loud, wherever you're going, when the trials come. Through scripture and through song, at the tip of your tongue, the enemy will flee from you and your situation. And may that darkness turn into light. Hallelujah. What a beautiful sunrise. Hallelujah. Yahweh created everything. Yahweh created you. The glory and the beauty that's out there. I know we're suffering out there. I know we go through trials. We have to stay strong. We have to. We cannot fear man and man's ways. We have to look at the example of strong faith that they had in the scriptures and during scriptural time. And the amazing, miraculous things that happened, because not because it was just a long time ago, because they can happen today. It's because we have the faithfulness of Yahweh. My heart, O Yahweh, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music, Psalms 57:7. Hallelujah. Leaning on the everlasting arms of our wonderful Creator. Let the light shines. What a blessed day this is going to be. Continue in your faith, everyone. Stay established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember the scriptures and continue to read your holy words, everyone, and to pick a song and sing that song and live that song. Whether it's from early in Job and everything Job had to go through and his faith that got people through it. Whether it's Paul that had to overcome and go through all these different things. Where is your true faith in Yahweh? Where is your true trust in Him? And we think we went through a lot until we go through something more, and then we realize what we originally thought we went through was bad. It doesn't compare to the new thing we're going through. But Yahweh is still there for us. Remember the poem about a set of footprints? Where were you when I was going through those struggles? Why was there only one footprint and not two? Where were you? Why were you not walking beside me? My son, because I was carrying you during those trials of life, during those tough times, during those times when you were weak and weary. I was carrying you. I was lifting you up. I was helping you. That's what He does for us. That's what He does for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah, everybody, for this blessed, blessed day. Stay strong. Yahweh loves you, and He's going to help you figure it out. He's going to help you figure it out. He's our refuge. He's our strength and ever-present help in trouble. A stronghold in a day of trouble, and knowledge them into trust in Him. Hallelujah. Whoa. Never ever leave you. As it says in Psalms 59:16, but I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
The dust was stained a crimson red beneath the shadow of that tree. The blameless one became our sin to set the prisoner free. A place of punishment and shame now set.